In the day's other news, in Ukraine, the governor of Donetsk is urging the 350,000 remaining residents to evacuate from the last eastern province that is still partly under government control as Russian troops step up their offensive. Meanwhile, a new wave of Russian shelling pounded the cities of Slovyansk and Kramatorsk, hitting residential areas and a market. We'll have more on all this later in the program. NATO's 30 nations signed accession protocols today for Finland and Sweden to join the alliance, but each country's legislature still needs to ratify the membership bids. Turkey's government said that it might refuse if the two countries fail to meet their demands to extradite people they perceive to be terror suspects. NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg urged allies to move swiftly.
With 32 nations around the table, we will be even stronger, and our people will be even safer as we face the biggest security crisis in decades.
If ratified, the move would be the most significant expansion of NATO in decades, further isolating Russia from the West. In Australia, more than 50,000 people in and around Sydney are now under evacuation orders or warnings amid a flood emergency that has left hundreds of homes completely inundated. Several days of torrential rain have flooded roads, submerged entire neighborhoods, and caused waterways to overflow, leaving residents in disbelief.
We've been here 25 years, and this year it's been the worst. We've had three major floods in 3 years, and it's just been shocking.
Absolutely devastated. It's really hard. So we don't know. We're just doing one day at a time, getting through it.
Weather forecasters say they expect that the rain will subside by tomorrow. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson is facing more political pressure today after two of his top cabinet ministers resigned. Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak and Health Secretary Sajid Javid quit, citing Johnson's lack of integrity, they said. Their resignations came as Johnson, who narrowly survived a no-confidence vote just last month, apologized for appointing a lawmaker to a top position in spite of sexual misconduct claims. Back in this country, the special grand jury investigating former President Trump's attempt to overturn the 2020 election results in Georgia has subpoenaed his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, and Republican U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham. Subpoenas were also issued to members of the Trump legal campaign legal team. It marks a new phase in this probe as prosecutors seek testimony from Mr. Trump's inner circle. And stocks were mixed on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 129 points to close at 30,968. The Nasdaq rose 194 points, and the S&P 500 added 6. Still to come on the NewsHour, the family of a black man in Ohio who was shot dozens of times by police demands accountability. Russian forces set their sights on new targets after a key victory in eastern Ukraine. A deaf actor challenges musical theater norms by starring in The Music Man, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.